Hawkins came to Albany after a nationwide search to replace acting chief Robert Sears, who retired in July. Hawkins hails from Southfield, Michigan, where he also served as police chief. Mayor Kathy Sheehan swore Hawkins in.
He is the right person in the right place, and he will do the right things to move our city forward.
Hawkins is apparently planting deep roots, saying he was taken aback
by the hospitality and the warmth that I've gotten from these men and women, both sworn and civilian, in this police department. And I thank you for that. You know, it makes things a lot easier for my family and me when we feel that warmth as newcomers into a great city like this. And I look forward to working with you all over the many, many years.
Hawkins held out an olive branch to police bargaining units.
And to the members of the Albany Police Officers Union and the Albany Police Supervisors Association, I really look forward to sitting down with you and discussing some of the issues, some of the concerns as leaders of the, or spokespersons for the men and women in the Albany Police Department.
Hawkins told the crowd at City Hall he's excited to be here.
Albany has a national reputation. You know, back in Michigan, I heard about all the great things that were going on in this department, the LEAP program, the pop-up barbecues, you know, some of the, you know, being recognized as one of 15 police agencies in the country by the White House as a model.
Hawkins pledged to carry on the city's tradition of community policing. He takes command following a violent summer marked by several homicides, multiple illegal firearms arrests, and the shooting of a city man by a detective. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.